Welcome back. The Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone. Yes, that was a longer than normal bump. I was chewing a sandwich.
Thank you.
From our friends at Cuban Kitchen. I think they're gone now. I can't see outside the window.
Hold on. I got a better view.
You got a better view? Are they still here? Okay, they're still here. Here at 50th and Dodge. Come by. I can't promise how long they're going to be here, but I can promise that the Cuban sandwich was delicious. So.
So is the Cuban plate.
Yeah, George has a Cuban plate. He can eat during the show, and I can't. I have to eat during breaks, which is unfortunate, which is why I have to use extra long bump music to finish chewing. Because I will, every single time, take a last bite when I shouldn't. That's who I am as a person.
Got to get one more in.
Yep, I got to get it. George.
Yes.
Olympic basketball.
Oh, here we go.
Team USA. Mm-hmm. Before we get into your thoughts on Team USA, because I know you have them, I am fascinated by the 3-on-3.
You and I both.
And not necessarily this year, although I am going to watch it. But I envision a world, and tell me if I'm crazy here, because it's entirely possible I am, because I spent about 20 minutes talking about horse dancing earlier in the show. So my judgment may not be trustable. But I envision something like this happening, okay?
Okay.
So the 3-on-3 tournament, it's half court. It's obviously 3-on-3. I envision a world in which the NBA players who maybe don't want to put the taxing wear and tear on their body of the regular Olympic basketball could opt for the 3-on-3 to still participate in the Olympics, still win a gold medal possibly, yet not have to put the mileage on their body that you have to by playing full regulation games. Am I crazy or does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Or even recently retired, maybe some stars that are on the older end, deciding, hey, yeah, let's, you know, you're still probably better than the people they're sending for the 3-on-3 tournament. Because none of those are pros in the NBA, at least.
Agreed.
So what if in 2 years, LeBron, Steph Curry, and I don't know, who's another kind of old guy? Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. That's two point guards. It probably doesn't make sense, but whatever.
Oh, boy.
What if those three guys just say, hey, let's go win a gold medal?
Pause. Throw Olympic Melo in there. Bron's busy. He's a billionaire.
I don't want Melo.
Olympic Melo?
I have no interest in any Melo.
Olympic Melo is on a different level than every other Melo.
Here's a real question for you.
Yeah.
At age, how old is Michael Jordan now?
55?
Are we 100% sure he couldn't go out and play half court and win a gold medal?
Let's be honest.
With two current NBA guys.
He's 58.
Are we 100% sure? Because I think he can still score on anybody. I think it's the running up and down he can't do anymore.
So half court?
Yeah, 3-on-3 is half court, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Are we 100% sure Michael Jordan couldn't do this at 62 the next time, or 61 the next time Olympics roll around?
I saw Gary Payton the other day. He looked like he's still in shape.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I feel like we should just make, you know, like our friend, I think Ken was calling about the old timers gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me the old time NBAers running this 3-on-3 joint. You're telling me people wouldn't be obsessed with that?
Oh, people would show up in the thousands.
That's what I'm saying. Give me a 60-year-old Michael Jordan out there getting buckets. That dude could get buckets in 3-on-3 till the day he dies.
Legitimately. You know, you look.
Come on.
Have you seen Reggie Miller? He's still in shape.
Dude, that's Reggie Miller, I bet, can still stroke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This could be fun. There's a lot of different ways this could go, and a lot of them are fun.
Kevin Garnett?
Let's go get KG out there. Let's go. That's why these guys stopped playing, because of the up and down.
Yes.
The up and down kills them. Mm-hmm. There's so much mileage, not just in the actual games, but the training to be in that game shape. Anybody can play half-court basketball.
Yeah.
any old dude can play whole half-court basketball. And when that old dude is Michael Jordan or Kevin Garnett or whoever, I'm just saying this could be very interesting.
I'm with it.
Or have Michael Jordan be like your player coach. He only subs in the last, like, you need three more points. Just feed it to MJ. He can make that fadeaway in the post till the day he dies.
Well, let's bring in our closer.
Yeah, we're going to bring in Mariano, a.k.a. Michael Jordan. He's just going to close the door on you. We're done here.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I feel like it could be really fun.
I'm with you. Okay.
I think there could be a lot of possibilities for the three-on-three. But I think that it's ultimate destiny is the NBA players that don't want the wear and tear from a full Olympic basketball schedule can go win their Olympic gold medal playing three-on-three.
And so here's what I don't get.
Okay.
Because the women chose four women who have been in the program, who have been training with Team USA, who are WNBA players, and they sent those. Now, shout out to Kaylee Lou Samuelson. She unfortunately got COVID even though she's vaccinated, and she couldn't go. So they're like, oh, let's get Jackie Young out there. So it's still in the program. It's people that would not have made, that didn't make the 12-woman roster, but hey, let's give these an opportunity.
Yeah, they're people in the program.
Yeah. Why didn't the men do that?
I don't know. They went a different direction.
A completely different direction.
And it's weird.
Very. Like,
and I don't know if there just was an interest from the NBA players. I'm surprised they didn't go to even like the, you know, the college guys.
Yeah.
Right? You know how they put together a FIBA team every year or something like that?
U17, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, or the U19. I know there was a couple Creighton guys on, you know, the Canada and the U.S. team.
Absolutely, yeah.
Respectively. Why don't you go to college guys? You're telling me the way they used to for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Those guys, a lot of the guys that ended up playing in the three-on-three are a lot of guys that are played lower-level college, are just out of college. I don't really understand the thought process there if the U.S. just didn't take it seriously on the men's side.
That's what it looks like.
That it does. It is what it looks like.
Yep.
Honestly, it feels like they just went to like the old hoop it up circuits and just were like, oh, that's a winner. Let's get that guy.
Yeah.
Let's get this other guy. Which, no disrespect to these guys, I'm sure they're still way better than I am, but they're also the guys that Brian Scalabrine was whooping up and down the court.
Whooping.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I don't understand. I don't know. You can't tell me that there weren't four players in the entire NBA that were interested in playing.
Trae Young. You don't want him on the 12-man roster? Put him in 3-on-3.
Go play him 3-on-3.
Come on.
I don't understand it. There has to be four players.
Yeah.
There's like 500 guys in the NBA. 450, I think, is the actual number. Because 30 teams, 15-man roster, I think it's 450.
Oh, that's good math.
You're telling me 1% of the NBA didn't want to play 3-on-3? 1%?
Ravi, I am so with you here.
I don't get it.
It'd be different if the women treated it differently and they did it the same. I'd call up Paige Beckers like, hey, you want to go play 3-on-3?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Go get these ballers from college at the very least.
Yeah, and I understand, like, with the draft coming up, you've got that in the ways. Like,
you're probably not getting anybody that's in the draft, but there's sophomores, juniors, whatever.
Absolutely.
That, I mean, what was it, 2 years ago when Miles Powell and Tyshawn Alexander were playing in, I think, the FIBA tournament?
Mm-hmm.
For the U.S., why isn't that happening in the 3-on-3?
I don't know.
That's the part that's really confusing to me, because I think the 3-on-3 could be a lot of fun. And honestly, if I was Adam Silver, I would have encouraged some of the NBA players to participate in it.
Something.
Because I feel like there's a small movement, but I do think Adam Silver is interested in it. In having an in-season 3-on-3 NBA tournament.
Ooh.
Because I've heard that there was a little pushback on an in-season tournament for the NBA, but there was a little tweak where they said, well, what if we did 3-on-3? There's been talk about maybe changing the All-Star weekend into basically just an extended 3-on-3 tournament. Which I would love.
So would you be able to cross teams?
Yeah, so let's say it's the All-Star game, right?
Yeah.
Instead of playing an All-Star game, which is largely not that good, even with the Elam ending, which I think is terrific.
Fantastic.
The All-Star game is largely not that interesting.
Right.
Instead of doing that, you've got, what, 30 guys on the roster, 24 mm-hmm. between the two rosters, something like that? I don't remember what the – I don't remember if it's 12 or 15 on the All-Star rosters. Let's say it's for ease of my math here. Let's say it's 24. You have your 24 All-Stars. That's eight teams. That's a real easy quarterfinal, semifinal, finals, three-on-three bracket.
Yeah.
You're telling me that wouldn't be more fun than watching this crap All-Star game for 3.5 quarters until the Elam ending makes it interesting?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be phenomenal. And that you could have used this 3-on-3 in the Olympics as a springboard for something like that to be in the NBA. The only thing I can think of is that it's possible the dates conflicted with qualifying with the NBA schedule.
Okay.
But again, that doesn't prevent college kids from doing it.
Pause.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not mistaken, qualifying happened when the NBA playoffs were going.
Yeah, so you have a huge pool for it still.
Yeah, go get Buddy Hield.
You have a huge pool for it still. Or go get G League guys. G League guys are still
great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why not let these Ignite guys go if you want, if they want to, right?
Unleash the dogs.
I mean, listen, I understand the NBA draft's coming up, but back in the day, these guys would play in the Olympics right before or right after the draft happened.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. And let's be honest, you're probably not changing your perception of who they think you are at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it is probably only positive if you do. I would really like to see the men's side of things take the 3-on-3 as seriously as the women's side of things has.
Agreed.
I promised you I would let you get going on the U.S., the regular U.S. men's basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take a quick break first.
Oh, okay.
We got two left, right?
Yeah.
Take a quick break first. Mm-hmm. Come back. We will hit more Olympic basketball here on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.